This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. We're hoping that you remember Ryan Bowen. He's a recent Occidental College graduate, and he's been biking for weeks now. More than 4,000 miles he is trying to attain from L.A. to President-elect Barack Obama's inauguration, and he's still on his way. Good morning, Ryan. Where are you?
Good morning. I am currently in Madison, Florida.
Okay. Madison, Florida?
Yeah, it's about 60 miles east of Tallahassee.
Last time we spoke to you, you were in Texas, and since then, New Year, Christmas Eve, you've had a few things happen. Let's start with the mishap. What happened between you and the Jeep?
Well, it was between myself, one other rider named Josh, who's been following me since Austin, and an LSU student in the Jeep. We were riding into Baton Rouge, and it was about in the evening, about 8 p.m., and he didn't see us, and we saw him, but we couldn't stop in time, so we ended up plowing into the front and bouncing off of his vehicle. But, you know, we went and got checked out and got the bikes fixed up, and no worse for the wear.
But you do have a bump on your leg.
Yeah, it's been going down. I got a contusion on my left thigh, and so I had to see a physical therapist, get some massage work, but they encouraged me to get right back on the bike. It's probably the best thing to do.
And so you did get your wish, though, because last time we spoke to you, you were hoping that you'd get a pal to ride along with you. So Joshua's been with you since when?
He's been with me since just before Christmas when I was in Austin, Texas. And so for the last 2.5 weeks, he's been riding. And I'm looking to pick up some more riders. I actually got two riders with me now. One joined me in New Orleans. Another's joining me in Florida. So this movement that I've been speaking about is building. As I get closer to D.C., I'm hoping to have even more riders. So
how would you sum up your experience so far?
You know, it's been great. It's almost overwhelming to see the kind of response that I've been getting from both the media and all the individuals that have been following the website at bikingforobama.com. It's been incredible. There's been many individuals that I've met who have really inspired me as well.
And you've found places to stay and food to eat as you've gone. You want to tell us about your experience with the church?
Yeah, you know, when I was in West Texas, I decided to call up some churches because I didn't know anywhere I could stay. I didn't know anybody in within a 1,000-mile radius. So I called up Christ Church in Ozona, Texas, and they told me to come on in this one evening for their fellowship and Bible study. And so I was like, hey, there's food, and I might as well come and meet some folks. And so I came in, and they were so generous to me that not only did they come and feed me, but they ended up taking up a donation and offering and supporting me financially on the trip as well.
And that's the kind of outpouring that you've been talking about. Very quickly, because we don't have that much time, and we certainly will check in with you again, but are you concerned about going up the East Coast now? Because, you know, it's winter here.
You know, I've been a little pampered staying as far south as I have. You know, yesterday I was riding about 75-degree weather and blue skies. So I'm prepared with the rain slicks and the snow gear to make the turn up north in a couple of days. But, you know, I've been thinking about it the whole time, and the cold is coming, and I'll be prepared for it. It's going to be about the shortest time of my overall journey, so I'm not too worried.
All right. A determined Ryan Bowen. We wish you luck, and we'll talk to you soon. Ryan Bowen is a writer and cycling activist, and he's biking to Obama's inauguration in D.C. from Los Angeles. Came to us from Madison, Florida.